Hello again, Mike Roberts here with Programme 4 of our 17-part weekly series, Malta Memories, the series that is tracking the everyday history of Malta as it was fashioned by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of the island during the years 1973 to 1980, accompanied on our journey as always by the popular music of those years. This week we conclude 1974, a year that, before it closed, would rank as one of the most momentous in the long history of the Maltese Islands. A momentous year for the Swedish group ABBA too, because in 1974 they won the Eurovision Song Contest with this. ABBA and Waterloo. So who and what was in the news? As the month of July opened, the Royal Malta Artillery held a party at the Union Club to celebrate the successful defence of Grand Harbour against E-boat attack, at that time some 33 years before. One of the largest ships to enter Grand Harbour for repairs, the 116,000-ton Indian oil bulk carrier Motilal Nehru, berthed near Malta dry docks. An open-air evening of folk music and literature was held at the Greek Theatre of Blatilbida's Secondary School for Girls. And there was a call for an all-night chemist to satisfy the dire need in Malta for such a service. Appealing for a roster to be set up, the cry was, "At night it is hell if one is unwell." Returning to the popular music scene, Terry Jacks had a hit with this.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy and we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Bye, Papa, please pray for me.
I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere. When you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had...
Terry Jacks and Seasons in the Sun. As the month of August basked in the usual constant sunshine, the Master's Hall and Stables at Old Villa Rosa, St. George's Bay, advertised a medieval banquet with a full 3-hour show in a unique Maltese atmosphere. The Royal Malta Yacht Club held its annual regatta in Marshamshett Harbour, with a number of yachts and over 40 dinghies taking part. A strong northwesterly wind on the day added to the excitement. Alfred Darley of Senglea passed his London Society of Valuers and Auctioners final examinations with the distinction of being the first Maltese to do so. And a strange story emerged of two yachtsmen, one from St. Julian's and the other from Gzira, rescuing 10 people from drowning when their boat, destined for St. Paul's Island, sank. The mystery was that the yachtsmen couldn't later identify them, and the police received no reports of the incident. No mystery, though, about the album Free and Easy, released by Helen Reddy in 1974, from which we heard the title track last week. Here's another one. I Think I'll Write a Song.
Smoggy day in L.A. Think I'll write a song. Know exactly what to say. Shouldn't take too long. First, I better clear my head. Feed the baby, make the bed. Should eat breakfast, but instead, think I'll write a song. Did I hear the doorbell just as I sat down? Time to say a farewell. Someone's leaving town. God be in your heart, my friend. Glad to see you're on the mend. Hate to bring this to an end. Thought I'd write a song. Foggy day in L.A. Think I'll write a song. Know exactly what to say. Shouldn't take too long. Now I hear the telephone. Guess another morning's blown. Seems my time is not my own. Tried to write a song. Thought I'd write a song.
Helen ready? I think I'll write a song. Malta's National Day was celebrated at St. John's Co-Cathedral with a Sonne Lumiere cum pageant entitled Malta Through the Ages, reenacting the island's chequered history. Dismayed of Sleamer wrote to the press complaining of another bar opening in Tower Road, complaining that it replaced yet another residential, an old Maltese house from Sleamer's elegant seafront promenade. The aircraft carrier HMS Ark Royal, the Royal Navy's largest ship afloat, entered Grand Harbour on a 10-day visit after 4.5 weeks at sea. Maltese artist M. Vin Cremona held an exhibition of his work at Harrods of London, entitled Impressions of an Island, with such success that the 2 weeks were extended. And an object, black in colour, with an estimated diameter of 6 feet, and thought to be a torpedo, was sighted off Shroblashin, southeast of the island. When last sighted offshore, the prediction, and no doubt a concern at the time, was that it may move nearer to St. Peter's Pool. On the music scene, Stevie Wonder's original Musiquarium album on the RCA label brought us this.
We are amazed but not amused by all the things you say that you do. Concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. 'Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't got nothing. But you brought this up on yourself. The world is trying to pacify. We want the truth and nothing else, yeah. And we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are going to change right from wrong. 'Cause if you really want to hear all of you, you have to love me.
Stevie Wonder and You Haven't Done Nothing. Laker Holidays, during its first year of operation, sent an initial 89 tourists to Malta, which it expected to regularly repeat throughout the year and beyond. Meanwhile, the island's own airline, Air Malta, introduced a new winter uniform in blue and red for its cabin and ground staff. The Malta Blood Bank, often in the news at the time, was visited by the Health Minister to see the observation and refreshment room, now equipped with its newly furnished special apparatus, as well as hearing details on the premises' enlargement to accommodate a new training and instruction facility for donors. And on a terrace in northeast Malta, what appeared to be an amphitheatre of 23 large ancient olive trees was discovered. Predicted to be some 2,000 years old, it may have been a sanctuary for religious rites, dedicated to Baal Margod, the Lord of Dancing. One 1970s king, though, a rock and roll king, was the subject chosen by David Essex, another artist we heard in last week's programme, for his chart success that year.
Sky in a stardust spring, hey, rock and roll king, down. Roll on.
he's the leader of the band. Yes, a lonely man. Don't you wanna take his hand? Yes, you know you can.
David Essex and Stardust. Music in Malta itself was back on the international agenda when it was announced that after an absence of 2 years, the island would again participate in the Eurovision Song Contest to be held next in Sweden. The theatre in Malta too began a significant new season of plays presented by the Aturi Theatre Group. An unprecedented programme of theatral experiences opened with Alan Ayckbourn's How the Other Half Loves. Baluta House, the haven for the elderly and retired, opened its facilities to guests for the first time, with full board and lodging available. The Federation of Malta Industries called for the setting up of an overseas marketing board to promote export trade. And Tony Alul of Umaba played host to a pair of swallows in his attic. Having left the window open, they built their nest and raised 4 young, providing the first recorded breeding in Malta for 100 years. Barbara Streisand recorded many songs in the 70s, but 1974 provided one of her most memorable and the most beautiful.
Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? The way we were.
Barbara Streisand, and The Way We Were. The year was drawing to a close, and the Maltese Islands were about to begin a new era. In 1964, on September 21st, the year that began our first series of Malta memories, Malta became independent. On December 13th, 1974, 10 years on, the Maltese Islands were declared a republic. Sir Anthony Marmo became the first president of Malta. Press comments ranged from reaffirming that the affection felt for the British royal family by the majority of the Maltese people remained unaltered, to a Sunday Times of Malta editorial that claimed a week of constitutional changes had been thrust on the Maltese people without their views being sought. And here we are in 2014, 44 years later, recording it all again. But ordinary everyday life continued. The Plaza Cinema Sleema screened the first showing of the Tales of Beatrix Prota. Leon Goossens, the world-famous oboist, gave a recital at the Manuel Theatre. Father Dominic Sherry, rector of St. Albert the Great College Valletta, delivered a paper on British merchants in Malta in the 17th century to an international symposium at the Maritime Museum, Greenwich. And as an incentive to the island's farmers to grow more tomatoes, Vernon Foods of Marsa organised a special lottery for them, with a first prize of 300 Malta pounds. The year ended in Malta and around the world to the strains of Harper Bazaar's Feeling Groovy. Harper's Bazaar and Feeling Groovy, closing our programme and the momentous year of 1974 in the now Republic of Malta, as it was reflected in its everyday life by the ordinary people and in the main by the ordinary events of that time. And if you'd like to contribute your own memories too, you can do so if you listen online by just clicking contact or comment on the station's website, or direct to me if you wish, on email at mikeroberts@firenet.ws, mikeroberts@firenet.ws. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. Oh yes, if you need to catch up on any programs you missed, just go to webcasts, They're all there at the click of a mouse for the taking. Join me next week when I'll be back with more of the same as we begin a brand new year, 1975. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.